John found the control panel and ran his hand across it, and the door opened to the room, just exactly as he'd left it. Empty, which was weird. So either Rodney had given up on him, or... Okay, that wasn't Rodney. That was Elizabeth, out in the corridor. The air in front of her was shimmering oddly, but John smiled in what he hoped was a reassuring manner, and sauntered over. The shimmer was still there, but when he stepped through it, he didn't feel anything at all. He was just in the corridor, and Elizabeth was staring at him like he'd grown a second nose or something. "John, what happened in there?" Elizabeth asked, her hands clenched in front of her. "Are you hurt?" John did his best not to look guilty. "I'm good," he said, only it wasn't just Elizabeth. Taylor was there, and Ronan and McKay and Zelenka, and another scientist named, Kunin, he thought. Kind of overkill for one locked door, wasn't it? "Hey, what's the party? And how come nobody invited me?" "You were in there for over an hour," Rodney said tightly. "You weren't responding to your radio, and Atlantis wasn't even admitting to the existence of the force field. So you'll excuse us if we were a little worried about you." John blinked at him. "What force field?" "That one," Rodney said, pointing at the door. And hey, he was right. The doorway was still shimmering. "Huh," John said, and held out his hand to it. He didn't expect to feel anything. Hadn't felt a thing when he'd just walked right through it. But it shocked his fingers like a live wire, and he jerked his hand back, shaking out the tingles. "Was that there before?" "That's one of the things I'm trying to figure out," Rodney said. "I didn't see it until you were already on the other side. Actually, according to everything in the Atlantis system, it doesn't exist. But it's there, and it's real, and you were totally ignoring your radio in there." "Can you tell us what happened?" Elizabeth said. John stuck his free hand in his pocket, trying to look innocent. So he'd just done something phenomenally stupid. It wasn't like he had to admit it. "Sure," he managed. "Rodney and I were cataloging rooms in the sector. You cleared that, remember?" Elizabeth nodded earnestly, so John kept going. "So we found this room, and I went in first to check it out, like I usually do. Rodney was being slow, so I thought I'd be a little more thorough. I took a closer look at a room that kind of looked like a storage closet. It was fine. So I came back out and found all of you acting like something just exploded." He turned back to Rodney. "Did something just explode?" Rodney shook his head. "Wait, that was it? Nothing else happened? You didn't feel anything when you went in there?" John shoved his hand deeper in his pocket, not thinking about the chair, or the warm buzz, or anything. Not really, no. He wasn't even going to mention the chair, because Rodney would probably give him grief just for sitting down in it. But he must have given something away, because Rodney got a funny gleam in his eye. "What?" Rodney said. "Come on, Colonel. Something happened in there, and I want to know what it was." John put on his best blank face. "Okay, it felt a little weird, but it wasn't a big deal, okay?" "Could be a stasis pod," Zelenka suggested. "Yes, or some kind of time compression field," Rodney said. And he was, thank God, seriously on the wrong track, and even better, distracted from his little inquisition. "We should get you to the infirmary, just to be sure you weren't affected by anything," Elizabeth said, and she reached over and put a concerned hand on John's arm. John ducked out from under the touch as subtly as he could. "Hey, that really isn't necessary. I feel fine." "Oh, please," Rodney said. "We have no idea what just happened in there. You could have been exposed to radiation." "Or altered genetically," Radek added. "Or exposed to a nanovirus," Elizabeth suggested, far too brightly. "Or nothing at all," Taylor said. "But we would all feel better if we knew that for certain." "You're going," Ronan added, "if I have to carry you." John raised his hands in surrender. It wasn't like the thing had actually done anything to him. It was no different than if he'd jerked off using his own hand. Not physically, anyway. "Okay, infirmary it is." "I'll go with him," Ronan said, and Taylor and Elizabeth offered to go too.
Good,
Rodney said, like he was happy to be rid of the annoying part of the problem. Radek and... And he trailed off, like he'd forgotten the name of one of his scientists again. John suppressed a snicker when Zelenka said, Dr. Kunin, and Rodney turned a little pink. Yes, yes, of course, Kunin, Rodney muttered. Radek and Kunin and I will stay here and figure out what just happened. Let us know if you find out anything on your end. We'll be in touch, Elizabeth said firmly, and she and Ronan and Taylor herded John down the corridor toward the nearest transporter. You didn't even notice you weren't getting a radio signal? Elizabeth asked as they walked. Rodney said he called and called to you. Must have been the force field, John said, although that didn't explain why he'd been able to walk right through it twice. It could have jammed the transmission somehow. I am sure Rodney will figure it out, Taylor said soothingly, and then we will know what happened to you. I'm fine, John said. Nothing happened. He was starting to get just a little annoyed here, because, okay, a little friendly concern was nice, but there were things that a person really shouldn't have to share, and this was one of them. Of course you are, Taylor said, but it was clear she didn't believe a word of it. When they got to the infirmary, John repeated his story to Carson, doing his damnedest to keep a straight face while Elizabeth hovered, and Taylor looked concerned, and Ronan just looked bored. It wasn't anything, he said, for what felt like the umpteenth time. I thought Rodney was just being slow, and there was a chair in there, so I sat down to wait for him. And no, I don't remember how long I was in there. I didn't hear anything on the radio, so I finally got up and went to see what was taking him so long. Right, we'll just take a look at you then, Carson said, and John hopped up on the scanner bed while the ancient tech did its thing. Carson was watching the screen, so John had a good view of his profile, and he knew when the scanner caught on to something, because he saw Carson's eyebrow go up and the tip of his ear turn pink. What is it? Elizabeth said, which was way too nosy for someone who was supposed to be a diplomat. Really, they should have cleared the room to run the scan. Oh, it's nothing. Nothing at all, Carson said, and cleared his throat. The scan is perfectly normal. Every indication says he's healthy as a horse. Can I go, Doc? John asked hopefully, and Carson looked back over at him, still pink. Aye, you can go. Just try not to worry us again. John absolutely did not wink at him as he hopped down. Carson was a doctor, after all. He was good at keeping secrets. I'll just go catch up on my paperwork or something, John said. Careful, Elizabeth said, or I'll start to think something really is wrong with you. John grinned at her, because at least this was safe territory. Well, okay then, maybe I'll find something else to do. I mean, I wouldn't want to worry you or anything. Elizabeth smiled back at him. Oh, just go. I'm sure you'll find something useful to do with your time, now that Rodney's sidetracked. Oh, and John? You might want to button your shirt up properly. Looks like you got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning. John jerked his gaze down to his, oh, crap, misaligned buttons. He'd obviously put his shirt back on too quickly. Oops, he said. Must have been half asleep when I got dressed. Can't believe no one said anything to me. Well, you were with Rodney all morning, Elizabeth said with an amused twitch of her cheek. And he may very well be the brightest person in the galaxy, but he's not always the most observant. Good point, John said. Well, I'll just, He gestured vaguely at his shirt and retreated to look for some place a little more private to rebutton.